of fantastic matchups that just went final. Pretty Prairie picking up a 3-set win over St. Francis. And just before that, St. Francis picked up a 3-set victory over Sylvan Lucas. So had a couple of 3-set matches that have kind of made us go a little bit late. This, of course, was supposed to be our 6:30 match, and it's getting closer to 7:30, and that looks about the time when this one will start. Meanwhile, on the other court, Spearville and Flint Hills are taking on one another. Spearville up 1-0, also up 7-4 in the set. Spearville is looking for their first win in pool play, and as for Flint Hills, they are 1-0. And let's go ahead and take a look at those pools, starting with pool one. Donovan West is currently in first at 1-0. St. Francis and Pretty Prairie are tied for second at 1-1. And Sylvan Lucas is 0-1. As for Pool 2, Little River is undefeated at 2-0. Flint Hills is 1-0. Spearville 0-1. And Opie is at 0-2. So Little River already punched their ticket into the semifinal round tomorrow. That will start at 1 in the afternoon with your semifinal matchups, followed by your consolation 25 minutes after that. And then 25 minutes after that will be your championship match. Donovan West can get there if they can win this one. And this pool has been all sorts of wacky. I mean, just according to the seeds, they had all of the lower seeds win the first two matchups with the 6 and 7 both getting victories. And then just when you thought Pretty Prairie might be the team to beat, they fall to just when you think St. Francis would be the team to beat, Pretty Prairie upends them. So all sorts of craziness going on, and we could have all teams at 1-1 when all is said and done. And that is if Sylvan Lucas comes out with a victory over Donovan West. What a crazy thing that would be if that were to be the case. All right, we're going to go ahead and step aside for a quick break here on our pregame coverage. We'll have an interview with Coach Keller in just a few minutes. We'll step aside here on our coverage of state volleyball from Dodge City on KNCA 103.9 FM.
Do you use diesel around Donovan County? Check out Corn Knife Fuels in Highland, Kansas as a new option for premium, road, and off-road diesel fuel. Only premium diesel is pumped at Corn Knife, open 24-7 with pay-at-the-pump options, competitive prices, and easy access, even for large trucks and farm equipment. Corn Knife Fuels is located at 1752 Coronado Road on the north edge of Highland, offering premium diesel fuels whenever you need it 365 days a year. So pull in for premium diesel at Corn Knife Fuels.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, Coach, first, congratulations and your thoughts on the win.
Well, super exciting. I know we came out and seemed a little bit nervous, but we shook off those nerves and got going. And I just hope we can now settle down and play. Having a two-hour gap is a long time, but we've got a chance to scout our opponents and, like I said, settle down, eat a little bit, and hopefully come out ready to play two in a row.
And speaking of, you guys just saw Sylvan Lucas play. What were your thoughts on them?
You know, watching their footage, in preparation, I thought they looked a lot like us. Try to move the ball fast, just play really good defense, super scrappy. So I've known that it's going to be a good test. I think we'll be a good matchup against each other. So looking forward to helping our girls show up and play like I know we can.
And, Coach, what's it going to take to get out of here? Not just here today, but just to get the state title.
You know, it's going to come down to, I think, who can make the least amount of errors. So, and that involves mental toughness. You know, everybody here has got athletic ability. They know the game well. Some tremendous coaches that are here that have prepped their team so well. But I think it comes down to, you know, in the heat of the moment, who's going to grit it out, who's got the guts. And you got to play without fear. That's one of our mantras. We've been trying to not play not to lose, but to play to win and take away the fear factor and just go for it. So I hope that happens for us, and I hope it results in getting to play tomorrow.
Love it, Coach. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and are ready to handle your insurance. Auto, home, farm, health, and life. Got insurance questions or interested in a free quote? Call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency today.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs, and maintenance. Tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Let's take a look at what's happened so far today as we are about to get things underway between Donovan West and Sylvan Lucas. Donovan West started with a two-set victory over Pretty Prairie, 25-19, 25-20. That put Donovan West at 1-0, Pretty Prairie at 0-1. St. Francis then defeated Sylvan Lucas, 13-25, 25-19, and 27-25. That followed up by Pretty Prairie defeating St. Francis, 25-19, 19-25. 25-11. And it's been an exciting one so far. A lot of three-set matches. Didn't have any over on when I was doing games on CARE this morning. And now we already got two back-to-back. And looking back at that Pretty Prairie St. Francis match, that was a different Pretty Prairie team. They played very well in that one. Bailey Young actually in that second set came out towards the end of that second set, and that kind of pole vaulted St. Francis to a victory in that set, but then he was kind of limping on the sideline right in front of me. She was kind of just walking it out. I was kind of saying it looks like she was pretty healthy, probably should get back in there, but they decided to let her rest throughout the second set and get her back in for the third set, and they were tremendous in that third set, playing lights out. So here we go with this one between Donovan West and Sylvan Lucas. It'll be Donovan West wearing their blue unis and blue shorts. Sylvan Lucas is on with her black on blacks. And giving a quick preview of the two teams here in front of us. Sylvan Lucas, like all the teams in this pool, seeking their first state title. They went 22-0 on the road this season. They're 37-2 coming into today. They are 4-2 at neutral sites. That includes today. Their 23-game winning streak was snapped earlier in the afternoon. Their last loss before that was on September the 17th, ranked number 7 in the Kansas Volleyball Association poll. And they had only lost 7 sets all season coming into today. As for Donovan West, they are now 10-1 on neutral courts, number 5 in the KBA polls, winning their sub-state by just winning 2 games in a row. They had a bye in their quarterfinal matchup, defeated Onega in 2 sets, and defeated Centralia in 3 sets, and that sub-state was in Centralia. That one was a lot of fun. All right, here we go. It will be Sylvan Lucas, the Mustangs, serving, and we're underway. Setting it up for Katie Johnson. Couldn't quite get it down. She'll try again. Tipped over. For the Mustangs, sending us up to the near side for Kenobi, and that's down for a kill. Healy Kenobi, the 5'10 senior. Fantastic last name. 1-0 Mustangs. The back line, not a great return, but playable. They'll hit it with Kyra Johnson getting it over to the Mustang side. Kenobi again winds up fires. Down return by the libero, Brenna Eady. For Donovan West, and it's Weathersby who sends it over. The ball deflected. Edie Weathersby to Katie Johnson. That's down for a kill. First point of the set for Donovan West. And during the interview, Coach Keller talked about 2 hours in between. Well, I actually did that interview after the Sylvan Lucas St. Francis game. So, of course, That break actually ended up being more closer to 3 hours in between matches. So it's been a long time since the Mustangs have played. Here's a kill by Kenobi once again. Kenobi leads the team in kills, 382 coming into today on 823 attempts, 46.4% kill rates. Katie Johnson winds up. That's blocked by Kenobi. Try again. I'll just hit it over with Cole doing it. Kenobi will send it over. Free ball for the Mustangs now. Edie Johnson to Reno, and Reno had it blocked, but the block went into the pole. Donovan West ties it up 2-2. First set. Donovan West, chance to go to the semifinals with a victory in this one. Good serve. Backward set for Kenobi. That one sucked into the net. Point for Donovan West. Coach Keller talking about how she wants to be aggressive, play similar style of Sylvan Lucas. Both teams very aggressive up by the net. Just play good defense as well. Good set, and that is blasted way out of bounds. Miss hit by Emma Finkenbinder, the 5'7 junior. Served by Reno, 4-2, Donovan West lead. Kenobi winds and fires. That one returned by Kyra Johnson. Now Weathersby is blocked along the far side. Kyra Johnson gets it over to Cole, tries to dink it over, can get it down. It's for Kenobi again. That one to the back line. Good job by Edie on the dig. Set by Johnson. Weathersby tries to dink it down, and once again, Kenobi is there. This one set up by Labertu. And over to Donovan West side. They'll send a free ball over. Set from Pankoff. Dig down, and nice dig, but a block by Kenobi. That makes it 4-3. Serve coming for Finkenbinder. And that's in front of the diving taken Reno. It's down for an ace, and we are tied 4-4. Meanwhile, the war behind us. Little River leading Spearville 20-15. Glen Hills trying to force a third set. Backward set for Katie Johnson. She's blocked by Kenobi again. Back-to-back blocks from the 5'10 senior. Makes it 5-4, Sylvan Lucas. Big by Edie, and that one not good for too long. Able to dig it out, but not able to get it over. 6-4. Serve goes to the middle of the floor. Set to the far side, and Weathersby gets it right over to me, and that was in the air. That thing was blasted all the way over here. Donovan West gets the point after the kill. 6-5. Here's a set from the libero, Emma Klein. Over to the Donovan West side. Touched over by Wettstein. Pass to Kenobi and blocked up front, but Donovan West touched the net. Points for the Mustangs. It was a good try by Claire Cole and Milena Wettstein. Set is 7-5. At the far side, Wettstein, that one was deflected. It was close. But the official saying it was touched up. That makes it 7-6. Serve coming from Claire Cole. Now we have two volleyballs in the court. Now we have just one. And now we are ready to go. Goes to the far side, and a good serve. Forced him to scramble to send a free ball over after the serve. Edie with the return. Kyra Johnson sends it over to Weathersby. She'll send it, and that one is down for a kill. 7-7 our score. Weathersby, don't let her get going if you're Lucas. Sylvan Lucas, She is dangerous. Pass behind. That is going to be down for a kill for Goldie Doe, the 5'4 senior, wearing number 9 for the Mustangs. And Sylvan Lucas back in front by 1, 8-7. Early in set number 1, back and forth. Both teams trying to establish some momentum. Kara Johnson sets up for Weathersby, a little bit too far behind her, but still able to get it over. Setting this one up for Doe. Once again, that one's blocked at the net. Back to the Mustang side. They just punch it over to the Mustangs. Weathersby winds up. That one popped up in the air. Good job by Kenobi to put her hands on it. But Doe sends over a free ball. Returned by Edie. Set up by Kara Johnson. Tipped over by Melanie Wettstein. That is up to the far side and deflected off the net, but down for a kill for the Mustangs. That was Sophia Pankos, the 5'6 senior, winning that one. Serve coming up for Maggie Labertu. And it's hit over on the first try from Donovan West. Just set it over. Mustangs have Tyra Johnson sending it up for Weathersby, and that one dug out by Kenobi. Setting up now for Doe. Doe hits that to Claire Cole. Set by Johnson. Weathersby. Nice dig by the libero Klein once again. From beyond the attack line, stuffing into the net was Keely Kenobi. So she got off to a good start. Now she's playing from the back line. She's on the far side. She'll return this serve. To her left is Emma Klein, and to her left is Pankos. And that one is down for an ace along the far side. That one goes down in front of Kenobi. So it's now 10-9, Sylvan Lucas lead. Doe sends that one to Edie, but Edie couldn't field it. Back to a 2-point lead for the Mustangs. Meanwhile, behind us, Flint Hills was able to win that set. Going to set 3 between Flint Hills and Spearville. Flint Hills, the 1 seed, Spearville, the 5. Digging from underneath the net. Good job getting it over, scrambling for Sylvan Lucas. Here is Wettstein winding up and firing, and that one is down for the kill. Well, after the Wettstein points, Edie with the serve. Goes to libero Klein, setting it up for a little tip over from Finkenbinder. And she couldn't field it. It goes out of bounds. We are tied. Back-to-back points for Donovan West. Edie, laser of a serve. Good job by Kenobi to field it. I'll send a free ball over. Edie with the first touch. Kara Johnson sets it up for Reno, and that one is down for a kill. Donovan West has been working like a well-oiled machine here in the mid portion of this first set. Here comes the 24th point. Turn of the back line by Kenobi. Another laser of a serve. And she tries to forehand it over from about 5 feet beyond the attack line. Kenobi stuffs it low off the side of her hand. And it's 13-11. Donovan West. Timeout's going to be called by Coach Linda Herring. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to State Volleyball on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
13-11, Donovan West. Currently leading Sylvan Lucas in their second match in pool play. Class 1A, B1, state volleyball. Here at the United Wireless Arena, Dodge City, Kansas. Brenna Edie with the serve. Gets to the Mustang side. A little dink over, and Katie Johnson touches it up. Free ball will be sent over by Weathersby. Setting this one up. Middle of the court for Finkenbinder. Donovan West all over it. Now a chance for Katie Johnson. Nice dig by Kenobi. Set to the near side for Doe. She'll try to get it through the blockers, and she does just that. A kill for Goldie Doe. Serve from the Mustangs is good. And now the Mustangs just trying to scramble to get it over, and they do so successfully. Here comes Kenobi. He gets blocked, but the block goes out of bounds. Point for the Mustangs, and we are tied 13-13. Back-to-back points for Sylvan Lucas out of the break. Just what they needed. Serve goes into the net. A service error by Goldie Doe. A nice gift for Donovan West. Kyra Johnson now to serve. That one returned by Labber 2. Kenobi winds, fires. That one is down for a kill, blasting it down the middle of the court. 14-14. Serve coming from Sophia Pankost. Setting up Kyra Johnson for Katie Johnson. That one is down for a kill. Kenobi couldn't field it. The Johnson to Johnson connection has been working so good all season long. Pays off dividends on that point. Here comes the 30th point of our first set from Tegan Reno. Kenobi winds in that one to a diving Mustang getting the dig. Gets it back over to, tipped over for Sylvan Lucas. Kara Johnson swing by Katie Johnson. And it goes back to Donovan West. They're going to say that Sylvan Lucas touched up on the net. So D. West picks up the points. It's now 16-14. Reno to serve it once again. Go right down the middle. Couple of Sylvan Lucas players on that one. There's a set by Tyra Johnson. Sets it back for Cole, and that one is down for a kill. Claire Cole is one of those players you can rely on every once in a while to get a kill for you. Three seniors on this Donovan West squad. Claire Cole, Avery Weathersby, and Tyra Johnson. Sir, return cleanly by Emma Klein. Set is up, and Kenobi can't get it down. Nice dig, far side. Blocked is Weathersby, but Sylvan Lucas still has a chance. Kenobi dinks it down on the near side over a couple of blockers. Big point for Sylvan Lucas after Donovan West had their largest lead of the set. 17-15. Battle of the Mustangs. Donovan West and Sylvan Lucas. Sir goes to the middle of the court. Edie does it cleanly. Backward set. Touched over by Katie Johnson. Sylvan Lucas now with a chance. But Kenobi not able to get it through. Weathersby swings. That one deflected off. And that ain't down for a kill. And looking at the logo, Donovan West, more of an old-school, more realistic photo for their logo. As for Sylvan Lucas, their Mustang is the SMU Mustang logo. Here's a set touched up by Labber 2. Swing by Kenobi. And that one off of Katie Johnson. Out of bounds for a kill. To 16, Donovan West, still leading by two. Serve to the middle, Edie. Touched by Katie Johnson over. Set to the near side, Doe gets a crack at it, Edie returns. Katie Johnson passed far side for Weathersby, stuffs it into the net. And it's now a one-point match. Excuse me, no set match. Do the same either way. Serve turned cleanly by Reno, and that one is down for a kill by Wettstein. Big swing and a fire from the 5'6 junior. It's now 19-17. Cole with another opportunity to get a good serve, and this one right in the middle of the court. Doe blocked at the net. Keeping it alive is Sylvan Lucas. It's set over. Donovan West now with it. Swing by Wettstein, partially deflected. Sylvan Lucas sets it up, far side, hit over by Labber 2 and down for the kill. 5'6 sophomore, doesn't get a whole lot of kills. When she gets one there, and she'll go ahead and serve it. A 19-18, by the way, that match behind us, 9-7, Spearville leading Flint Hills in third set. Swing by Weathersby, that one's down for a kill. No, actually, just missed out of bounds. My mistake on that one. That one looked really good off the hand of Weathersby, but just a little bit too much oomph on that one. We are tied, 19-19. Edie with the return. Kyra Johnson sets it up for Wettstein. Couldn't quite get it down. Doe tries to get to the back line. Edie all over it. Touched over by Kyra Johnson. Gets the tip down for the points. D. West. First team of 20. 20-19. Coach Keller giving them some words of encouragement in between points here. Set behind for Doe into the net. Makes it a 21-19 first set. Weathersby with a serve. That one is going to stay long. Both teams with a service error here in this first set. And that one right there could prove costly. Now serving for Southern Lucas is Addie Wallace. In the middle of the court. Let's it go. Turn is clean by Cole. Backward set. Johnson for Weathersby, and that one's down for a kill. Avery Weathersby off the right hand of a Sylvan Lucas Mustang. Gets it back to a 2-point set. It's 22-20. Serve coming from Edie. That one is into the net. Another service error. Edie had been serving really well in her first time around in the rotation. And timeout will be called by Coach Keller. Jonathan West leads it 22-21 here in set number one. We'll step aside 30 seconds. Now here on KNZA 103.9.
When the rubber meets the road, get the best tire at the best price that works for you. Let Triple L Tire in Highland get you that tire, along with helping you get the miles with the best wheel alignment possible. And let Triple L Tire get your vehicle on a tire rotation schedule to maximize that tire investment. When it comes to tires, brakes, plus oil changes or alignments, let Triple L Tire help you out. Call 785-444-TIRE. Triple L Tire in Highland. Online at tripleltire.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Jonathan West clinging on to a 1-point lead here in set number one. Class 1A D1 State Volleyball from Dodge City. Jared Sluppy with you. Colin Feldkamp, our producer, holding down the fort. About 5.5 hours from here. Here's the serve to the back line. Edie goes it cleanly, setting it up. Kyra Johnson tips it over for Katie Johnson for Sylvan Lucas. Now a big swing by Kenobi, and unable to field it was Claire Cole. We are tied. Right before the break, it was a service error that gave Sylvan Lucas their 21st point, and now they get their 22nd points. Also, Sylvan Lucas will serve it as well. Serve is a short one. Edie fields it pretty cleanly, considering it's a fantastic serve, and get it over with the free ball. Kenobi partially blocked. D. West with it now, and Reno tries to dink it over. She cannot. She was falling away to her left, trying to hit it to her right. Couldn't get any power behind it. It left it short. It's now 23-22. Here comes Sylvan Lucas, number two team in the state, and that one's long. That's another service error, two apiece. We are tied 23-23. Kara Johnson now to serve. The turn is by Klein. Set from Pancost for Kenobi. She stuffed at the net. D. West gets it, though. And Reno stuffs it into the net. Tried a forearm hit, and the 5-4 junior couldn't get it over. Set point for Sylvan Lucas. Served by Pancost. Almost an ace. Popping up in the air, and Kyra Johnson sends over a free ball. Here's a set. Pancost gets it to Kenobi. Partially deflected. Kept alive back line. Kyra Johnson. And now free ball center by Weathersby, though, is stuffed into the net. And Jonathan West falls 25-23 in the first set. promising first set goes awry at the end with a couple of big-time mistakes. We'll send it to a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank. Making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, think Stonebarger Electric.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong growing student athletes. Just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAgInc.com.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at GreenbeltInsurance.com and Facebook.
At Chapel Oaks Funeral Home, we have a very simple plan which could save you a lot of money tomorrow by spending a little time now. If something happened to you, would your family know what to do? Would final arrangements be made the way you would want them? We'd like to help. Call us today for a personal appointment to discuss your pre-planning needs. Chapel Oaks Funeral Home. Meaningful services to celebrate life.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Nova Lucas winning 5 of the last 6 points in the first set to get the win, 25-23 over Donovan West. Jared Selby back with you from Dodge City here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Coach Keller still has her team in the huddle getting ready for the second set. It was 25-23 final for the set, but at one point it was 22-20, and Donovan West committed a service error, making it 22-21. Donovan West then took that and ran with it. Ended up with the set. By the way, other court, 15-15 in set number 3 between Flint Hills and Spearville. And a service error committed by Spearville, making it, even by Flint Hills, make it 16-15. And it will be Donovan West serving to start things out in the second set. Now, Coach Keller talking with the official, not sure what about. I think we're about ready to get this thing underway, it looks like. And here we go. Once again, navy tops and shorts for Donovan West. Southern Lucas, black on black with the red accents. It will be Kyra Johnson serving this for D. West. And here we go. Trying to respond after a first set loss. Running up with Kenobi, she stuffs it into the net. She winds up like, looked like she was going to fire, then she hesitated just a little bit and let up and left it short. And that serve, a good one to the back line. Emma Klein with the return, and Kenobi puts that through the fingertips of Kyra Johnson for the kill. It's 1-1. Spearville's gone off to a nice run. They've won 4 of the last 5 points, making it 19-16. Here's set by Kyra Johnson, going to her sister Katie, and that one's down for a kill. Need to get that connection going between those two if they want to have success in the second set. Only had one connection from Johnson to Johnson for a kill in that first set. Taking Reno now to serve. And that return goes a little bit long, puts him up against the net. D. West, though, it looked like they were not ready for that. And a mistake as it is tipped out of bounds over the net. It's 2-2. Dinkenbinder on the serve. Tara Johnson sets it up for Weathersby. And that one just barely missing long. That was very close. Side judge not giving them the benefit of the doubt, however. Dinkenbinder winds up and sends the serve over to the U.S. side, set up by Kyra Johnson. Swing is Weathersby. It's blocked, but out of bounds. So the U.S. gets the point. Defenders have been getting a lot of hands on some of the ones sent by Weathersby today. Fantastic dig off the set by Doe, and they get it over to the other side. What a play. So the U.S. now tries to dink it down with Weathersby. They can't get it down, so now Kenobi will wind up and fire to the back line. Not a great return by Katie Johnson, and it's down. I tell you what, so with Lucas, after that play by Goldie Doe, definitely deserved that point. That was spectacular. 4-3. Sylvan Lucas leading down from the west. Kyra Johnson sets it up for a winding Glickstein. Can't get that one down, though, however. The dig by Edie, but it goes too far over the net, but it's double hit. Doe pinned it against the net accidentally. That evens us up at 4-4. Cole to serve it. Return. Here is the setup. By Pencos, swiping is Doe, returned by Edie, tipped over by Weathersby. Pencos sets this one up for Kenobi, and Edie all over it once again. Swipe by Wettstein, partially deflected, it gets over to the Sylvan Lucas side. Kenobi puts one to the U.S. side, but it's sent over on the return. So Sylvan Lucas will try again. Partially deflected, knocked up in the air, Edie puts it up, keeps it alive, and the third hit. Not able to get it over. Wettstein can get to it. Tried to overhand it. That makes it 5-4, Sylvan Lucas. The 2 seed in this tournament. Hit over by Weathersby. There's a block up front. Doe tried to get it through. Could not. She'll get it again. This one does get it over, and it's down for a kill. Cole couldn't corral that one. Sylvan Lucas. It's 37-3, including their loss today. It was their first loss since September 17th. Turned by Edie off the surface, Sylvan Lucas. So they lead 6-4. Weathersby is blocked, goes back to the U.S. They knock it back over. And that one a little bit too long. Kept alive by D. West. And nice job by Weathersby to get that over and triple it down for the kill. Addie Wallace, the 5'11 senior in the game for Sylvan Lucas. Here's a set from Labrador. And Doe's attempt is blocked by Wettstein. Here's a swipe by Wallace, and that one's down for the kill. Haven't seen much of her this evening so far. Sylvan Lucas now leads it 7-5, set number 2, trying to get a clean 2-set sweep. Set to the far side, and Reno gets it down. Actually, there was a violation against Sylvan Lucas, so they get the point regardless, 7-6. Rena Edie, the 5'2 sophomore libero, to serve it. A good one, getting into the opposing libero, Emma Klein. There's a setup, and stuffing it into the net is Goldie Doe. So we are tied 7-7. Hasn't been a great set so far for Jonathan West, but they've been hanging in there, capitalizing on some of Sylvan Lucas' mistakes. Just barely over the net on that serve. Well done by Edie. And Doe sends it to the other side, and not a great return. We'll have to send it over on a free ball. Doe getting another opportunity. That one returned by Edie on the back line. Good dig. Weathersby from the attack line. Gets it over. Here's a set from beyond the attack line. Kenobi sends it. Free ball sent over by Reno now for Jonathan West. Set is up by Labrador. And down for a kill on the far side. Sylvan Lucas now up 8-7. Foothills, by the way, just even it up against Spearville. 23-23, set three. Nice block up front. Emily Cheek, the 5'8 sophomore, getting the block. Down 9-7. Foothills now taking the lead. And their crowd, they really have brought a rowdy crowd. Not having to travel nearly as much as some of the other teams here. Still a little bit of a journey, though, for Foothills. Set up, and a swipe by Katie Johnson. That one goes out of bounds. Hustle deflected, U.S. gets the point. Foothills wins 2-1. So they have moved on. 2-0, Foothills and 2-0, Little River. Those two will battle it out coming up next for the number one seed in Pool 2. And we're having the Lady Eagles try to cross the courts. They're ready for their next match. Beerville and Opie will be, actually be next. And then after that will be Little River and Foothills. They're a little bit further behind here on this court behind us. And the miscommunication on the return. They sent a free ball over. Jonathan West has a chance here. Johnson to Johnson and down for a kill. Big swipe by the sophomore. And we are tied 9-9. Jonathan West trying to even this thing up and send it to a third set. Served by Kyra Johnson. Zach Line, returned by Klein. Set by Lacoste, tipped over and down for a kill. Cheek gets that one. Ten to nine. Devin Lucas taking the lead after that point. Turn by Katie Johnson, setting it up. And that one, Devin Lucas all over it. Here's Kenobi. That one goes to the back line. Edie gets that one. Nice dig once again by the libero for Jonathan West. Set is up from Kenobi, and that one partially blocked, but out of bounds. Point for Sylvan Lucas. Kenobi able to get that one off the blockers and have them send it out of bounds. Set up Johnson to Johnson, and that one is down for another kill. Another Johnson to Johnson connection. Now the third time they've connected for a kill. Third time to set, fourth time today. Hagan Reno, the 5'4 junior, now will serve it away. That one returns cleanly, backwards set for Kenobi. That one's blocked. Sylvan Lucas keeps it alive, though. Send a free ball over. Set for Kyra Johnson to her sister Katie. That one blocked, and that's going to be down. Double hits by Emily Cheek. Going up for the block. Going to get it down, and we are tied yet again. We were tied 7-7, 9-9, and now 11-11. Turn by Cheek. Set is up for Kenobi. Tries to tip it down. It's blocked by Katie Johnson. They'll get another opportunity. Sylvan Lucas does. And they'll set it over. Cole goes it, gives it up to Weathersby. She just tips it over. Great pass from Claire Cole all the way across from end to end to Avery Weathersby. She tips it down to the middle of the court from the far side. Jonathan West now leads it 12-11. Turned by Klein. Set is up from Pankos for number 10, Labber 2. And D. West had a double hit by Katie Johnson. We are tied yet again. Serve is coming from Emma Finkenbinder. There's the far side for Katie Johnson, set up by Kyra. Back to Katie. Swipe at it. That's down for a kill. Got away from Goldie Doe. Couldn't field it. Jonathan West back on top, 13-12. Serve by Katie Johnson. Here's a setup. And a swipe is blocked and down. Weathersby, right next to Wettstein, going up for that block. Jonathan West up by two. Just grazing the net on that serve. Well done. Doe able to get a good shot over, though. set from Cole to the far side for Weathersby. Partially deflected and returned by Klein. Set backwards from Kenobi goes to Doe. It's hit over Johnson west side. Howard Johnson goes to Weathersby. She wasn't ready for it, so just blasts it over. Doe from beyond the attack line sends it over via a set. Now they'll send over a free ball, Donovan West will. Sylvan Lucas now with an opportunity. Lacoste, Kenobi. Nice dig, far backside by Reno. Back over to Sylvan Lucas. They'll get another opportunity. Doe from beyond the attack line. Back line this time. Kate Johnson couldn't keep it in. Big point for Sylvan Lucas. Makes it 14-13. They needed that one badly. Serve coming up by Kenobi, just barely over the net. Well done that time. Here comes a shot by Wetstein, and that one's down for a kill. Gets away from Klein. It's now 15-13. Cole to serve it. And there it goes. Down the middle. Klein. Lacoste to Doe. Just grazes over the net. Trickles over in front of the diving Claire Cole. And that makes it 15-14. Weathersby from Kyra Johnson gets it over. Good dig by Doe. She'll get it back, but she'll send over a free ball. Not a great pass from her libero. Set to the far side. Wetstein pressure blocked and out of bounds. A good attempt by Eddie Wallace, but she couldn't get back over to the Donovan West side. It's now 16-14. 31st point of the second set coming. Donovan West trying to stay in front and force a third set. Doe has a prime opportunity. That's partially blocked, though. Good job by D. West to keep it alive. And Reno couldn't get it down. Sylvan Lucas will send over a free ball, though. Edie from the back line. Gives it to Kyra Johnson, setting it up for Wetstein, tipping it over. Good job popping it up in the air by Pankoff. Another free ball sent over. Two in a row. Trying to dunk it down, but touching the net was Kyra Johnson. Had an easy little dunk down, but she followed through a little bit too much. Just unaware of where that net was. It's now 16-15. Wallace to serve it, the 5'11 senior for Sylvan Lucas. And that one is down for an ace. Brenna Edie backed off from it. Thought it was going to be out. Can't say I blame her. That one was very close. Split second decision that unfortunately backfires for Donovan West, and we are tied 16-16. Goes to the back line for Claire Cole. Fields it cleanly, tipped over by Wetstein, and returned by Pankoff. And that one hit over. Nice big backside by Weathersby, keeping it alive. Free ball sent over to Sylvan Lucas, but nobody was in the area, and Sylvan Lucas can't recover. So a free ball hit over by Donovan West, thanks to a fantastic dig by Avery Weathersby. 17-16. Set number two. Edie sends it to the back line. Set by Pankoff backwards to Doe. Dig by Edie. Kara Johnson sets up for Katie Johnson. That one is kept alive briefly, but it eventually falls to the hardwood for a point. 18-16. B. West up by two. Her largest lead has been three. And they get it there now. Set by Pankoff for Kenobi. Beyond the attack line, partially deflected and down for the kill. 18-17. Big point for Sylvan Lucas. Remember, Sylvan Lucas has their backs against the wall. They've been able to respond in a big way. 36th point of the set coming up. Battle of the Mustangs. Surfer Doe, returned by Edie. Set by Kara Johnson. Her sister Katie slaps it over. Kenobi was there. Setting it is Labber 2 and blocked briefly with Kenobi, but it squirts down on Donovan West side and down for the kill. We are tied again. We are tied at 7, 11, 9, 12, 14, 16, and now 18. Timeout is called. Back and forth we go. Coach Keller wants to talk things over. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to State Volleyball on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
18-18, Philbin Lucas, Donovan West. Last 1A D1 volleyball. Reminder, if there's any football action that you're missing tonight, you can catch up on your scores at mscsports.net. We'll have all the latest scores for you there, as well as our high school scoreboard show brought to you by Community National Bank. Out of the break, Sylvan Lucas with the serve. Kitty Johnson partially deflected at the net. Kept alive by Sylvan Lucas momentarily, tipping over the net. Good job keeping it alive for Dr. West. They'll just hit it over. And on the first hit over by Labrador, it goes out of bounds on Donovan West's side. Sloppy play out of the break by both teams. D. West gets the point regardless. 19-18. 38 points of the set coming up. Nice dig on the serve. Klein able to get it. And hitting it over. Free ball. Kitty Johnson from her sister Kyra is down for the kill. 20-18 to U.S., another one of those two-point leads. Can they hold on to this one, though? And now Coach Herring will call a timeout for Sylvan Lucas. We'll take another 30-second break. State volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
U.S. currently leading Sylvan Lucas 20-18. Serve coming up out of the break for Kyra Johnson. And that one just grazing the net. Set is up. And a kill for Kenobi. It's been a while since we've seen her get one of those. She's been in. She's had opportunities, but she hasn't been able to capitalize, mainly because of the great defense up front for D-West. Huge point for SL. It's now 20-19. And a dig on Weatherby's behalf. And a tip down by Katie Johnson. Huge credit to Weathersby, able to keep that point alive. 21-19. Hagen Reno to serve. Go to the middle with it. Klein, not a great return, and that one is down for the eighth. 3-point lead for Donovan West, tied for their largest of the set. Another timeout is coming up for Coach Herring. She knows just exactly how important this second set is. She wants to win it in two, but her team's got a rally here, down by three with possibly just 3 points left to go. We'll step aside for 30 more seconds here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and are ready to handle your insurance. Auto, home, farm, health, and life. Got insurance questions or interested in a free quote? Call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency today.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs, and maintenance. Tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
103.9 FM, KNZA.
With the serve out of the break, here's a setup from Hancock to Kenobi. The U.S. ready for it. Swipe by Weathersby. Good and clean lead by Sylvan Lucas. And now a chance for Labrador. And Edie gets that one. Weathersby to the back line. Nice dig. Backside by Doe. Just tapped over to the U.S. side. Up by three, 22-19. Katie Johnson can't get that one down, but now she does. Not a very good return by Pankos. She definitely wants that one back. She had an opportunity to return that one cleanly. Now the largest lead of the set has grown. It's now a 4-point lead for Donovan West, 23-19. Four straight points for the Donovan West Mustangs. Set to the near side from Hancock to Kenobi. She stuffs it into the net. Set point number one for D. West. Things looking pretty good right now for D. West to push this to set number three. Reno with the serve, Klein with the return. Backward set by Pankos to Kenobi, and that one is down for the kill. First point in quite a while for Sylvan Lucas. Service coming up for Emma Finkenbinder. Sir goes to the back line. Return is good. Set is up. Katie Johnson stuffs it into the net. Back-to-back points for Sylvan Lucas. Don't count them out just yet. 24-21. Coach Keller talking to her team, shaking her head as she goes back to the bench. And that one is down for an ace in front of the diving Edie. Makes it 24-22. Three straight points for Sylvan Lucas. We'll step aside for another 30-second break. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Here we go, set points. Number three was 24-19, now it's 24-22. The scoreboard, the official scoreboard is correct. It is 24-22. Our scoreboard up here, up on top and on the side says 24-21, but it is 24-22. So this is actually set point number four for D. West. Here's a swipe from Weathersby and wasting no time out of the break. And that is it. 25-22. D. West stays alive. So are their odds of moving on to the semifinals. Take a couple minutes of break and come back for set number three. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years' experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, thank Stonebarger Electric.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong, growing student athletes, just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAgInc.com.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Grain Belt Insurance. Online at GrainBeltInsurance.com and Facebook.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486 486-
2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We go to set number three. Sylvan Lucas won the first set 25-23. Donovan West responding, winning second set 25-22. Mentioning how close, how incredibly close that second set was. The points were tied 7-7, 9-9, 11, 12, 15, 17, and 19. And I might have missed a few at the beginning of the set as well. This has been incredibly close all the way to the end. I expect nothing different here in set number three. Donovan West, after it was tied 19-19, scored five in a row to make it 24-19, but then Sylvan Lucas responded with three straight points to make it 24-22. And then after a timeout, able to get that final point and win the set to extend. Three consecutive matches now on court B have made it to a third set. We're going to be here all night. Mentioned that on court A in the morning session, there was not a single three-set match. And here we go. Sylvan Lucas to serve. Katie Johnson on the return sends that one long and out of bounds. And Sylvan Lucas gets the first point of the third set. Turn clean in the middle of the court. And that one, ball almost from the other court, almost getting onto our court. Not quite sure how that happened. And here comes Novi just hitting a third one over. Really trying to get a point that time. Winding up and firing is Reno, though, and that one is down for the kill. You have to do something pretty special to get the ball from the court on B over to A. It's got to go through a lot of things. A couple media tables, a lot of chairs. So it's got to travel a long way. So that was almost very impressive. 1-1 our score, set three. At the net, over on top of the net, unable to get it over, was Emma Thinkenbinder. That would have been impressive if she would have gotten that one. She had to run a long way just to try to tip that one over. Just a bad situation for Sylvan Lucas. B West up 2-1. Turn by Klein. Pops up in the air. Kenobi put it high up in the air as well. Didn't move very much towards the net. And Goldie Doe stuffs it into the net. Couple of mistakes right off the bat for Sylvan Lucas. Set by Hancos for Kenobi, and she gets that one a big wind-up. That set cannot have been any better from the 5-6 senior setter, Sophia Pankos. 3-2 now our score. Turned by Edie. Set by Kyra Johnson for Katie Johnson. Blocked to the net, back to the D-West side. Up over on top of the net, hit back over to the D-West side. And just tipped over. Reno almost caught Sylvan Lucas off guard. That one blasted out of bounds on top of the attack line from Goldie Doe. That is her second error of the set. Makes it 4-2 D West. Reminder, Donovan West wins this one. They advance to semifinals tomorrow. That'll start at 1 o'clock right back here. And that is blocked at the net. Kenobi stuffed by Katie Johnson and Avery Weathersby on the far side of the net. 5-2, Donovan West. Reno with a serve to the back line for Emma Klein. By Rhyme. And now on up against the net. Sylvan Lucas. The West took them all the way to the very end of that second set to get a 4-point lead. They have it right now at 6-2. Serve to the near side, returned by Labrador. Goes to the far side, a big wind-up and a fire. Edie has it along the back line. Kyra Johnson back taps it in, down for an eight, or excuse me, for a kill. It's Claire Cole. Seven, two, D West. Timeout called by Linda Herring, the head coach for Sylvan Lucas. Just step aside for 30. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Jonathan West, a nice 7-2 lead here in set number 3. See if we can get you a couple volleyball scores, excuse me, rather football scores. Centralia leads McLeod 48-0. And that's all I'll get you right now. We're back to volleyball. If you want to check out our scores, be sure to stay tuned for our scoreboard show brought to you by Community National Bank. That blocked at the net. Here's a set coming from Emily Cheek. And Kenobi gets it to the U.S. side. Big windup by Katie Johnson is down for a kill. I had some scores that were pulled up, but my Twitter page refreshed automatically. I hate when it does that. So I lost all the scores that I had in front of me. That's what happened there. 8-2, D-West leading. Set from Labor 2 to Kenobi. She gets it over to the U.S. side. Now Weathersby a chance on the swipe. That one returned by Kenobi. Klein from the attack line hits it over to the U.S. side. Katie Johnson tries to slap it over, hits the net and a couple blockers, and sent it to the back line. After getting it back in, it's down. And McLean couldn't dive and save it. Another point for D. West. Seven consecutive now. It was 2-2. It's barely getting over the net. The return goes too far, but Johnson couldn't capitalize. So left it too high. We'll send a free ball over to D. West. Tyra Johnson, backward set. Hit over by Cole, but a nice rejection by Kenobi. Blocking it back down to the U.S. side. Desperately needing that point there. Meanwhile, other courts, Spearville and Olby, both looking for their first pool play win. Neither can make the playoff, or maybe the semifinal round. Spearville leading that 20-9 in set number one. 21-9. Barely getting over the net. No, it does not get over the net. My mistake. Jonathan West puts it into the net. And then makes it 9-4. So a couple points now in a row for Sylvan Lucas. Trying to get a run going. Sent to the far side, turned by Weathersby. Johnson gets it back to her, blocked back to the U.S. side, and lots of scramble to get it back over to Sylvan Lucas. Set by Pankos to Kenobi, that one's blocked, but out of bounds. And she ran up and let that one fly. Some power and aggressiveness and all sorts of other synonyms into that ball. Fantastic set yet again by Pankos. 9-6 now our score. And at the net, Johnson and Kenobi collide. It goes to the Sylvan Lucas side. Get over to the U.S. Tara Johnson to Weathersby. Partially deflected, but over to Sylvan Lucas. Set up from Pankos to Doe at the attack line over to U.S. Set up Johnson to Johnson. Tips it down. A little dink. And correction, that was actually Cole who set it up for Katie Johnson. Declare Cole with the assist. Katie Johnson with the kill. That breaks up this little streak that Sylvan Lucas had. It's now 10-6. Johnson now to serve it. Return by Klein. Set up by Labor 2. Tipped down and down for the kill. Partially deflected out of bounds off of the West. Good job by Keely Kenobi, the 5'10 senior, leading kill getter on this Sylvan Lucas Mustang squad. She'll serve it with Edie returning. And Kyra Johnson hits it to nobody. Weathersby looked like she wanted it originally, but then Kyra Johnson called her off, and she made the mistake of getting just a little bit of a miss hit. That makes it 10-8. Now scored 6 of the last 7 points as Sylvan Lucas. Big swipe from, I believe that was Wettstein. It was partially deflected out of bounds, so Wettstein gets the kill. And a good thing that was deflected. That was way long. Cole to serve it, just barely creeps over the net. Well done. And that was hit underneath the net by Pankos. Makes it 12-8. Not going to get that past these officials, some of the best in the state. Set by Pankos, backwards to Doe. Takes a big cut at it. Edie, good job on the back line once again. Another dig. Tip over by Wettstein. Sylvan Lucas ready for it. And a kill from Addie Wallace up front on the second hit. She saw the opportunity, and she took it, and she capitalized. It was 9-2. It's now 12-9. So Southern Lucas creeping right back into the game. Turn by Reno, set up by Kyra Johnson, swipe by Weathersby, high in the air on the return. Set by Labrador, tipped over by Doe, but able to keep alive as Kyra Johnson deflection. Off the deflection, excuse me. Set by Labrador, from beyond the attack line. It's Kenobi. She sends it to the back line of D. West. Tipped over and ready for it, though, was Sylvan Lucas. Briefly, Wallace couldn't keep it alive for much longer. Wittstein gets the points for D. West. It's 13-8. Nice serve by Weathersby. Almost an ace, but they're able to corral it in the out-of-bounds area. That's long. Fantastic dig by Kenobi. And that one is sent long by Kenobi. Near the back line. Scrambling to try to stay alive and cannot for too long. 14-8, D. West leads Sylvan Lucas, set number 3. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to State Volleyball on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
D. West in control here in set number 3. It's 14-8. They win this set. They advance to the semifinals tomorrow at 1 in the afternoon. Trying to figure out what seed they would be in the following match coming up as they take on St. Francis next, immediately after this one. Set by Labber 2, slipping it is Doe, and that goes right back over to the Sylvan Lucas side. They go back and forth. U.S. now with it now, and Reno gets set down for a kill in front of the diving Kenobi. It's 15-8, so back to their largest lead of the set. It was 2-2, then 9-2, then 9-6, and now it's 15-8. Set by Labber 2, and hitting it over is Pankoff. Kyra Johnson gets it to Wittstein. Wittstein's blocked up front by Addie Wallace. Tallest player on this squad. Now our score. Turn from Claire Cole, set up by Kyra Johnson. And Reno sends that one long. Sylvan Lucas just trying to hang at this point. They can rattle a couple points off in a row, get back in this one. That would be ideal for them. Weathersby from the attack line sends it over, returned by Wallace. Partially deflected. Edie has it from the back line. Kyra Johnson sets it up for Weathersby from beyond the attack line, and she gets it down for the kill. That was well done from about 7 feet beyond the net. Rising and firing, using that length and athleticism to rise and fire that one down. So Edie will now serve it. She's been great at serving. This one turned well by Labber 2. Kenobi can't get that one down. The U.S. ready for it. And now a violation against D. West, says the officials. It's back to a 4-point game. 3 points in a row from Sylvan Lucas. The set's been all about streaks. Last one was back and forth. This one, not quite as much. Katie Johnson's blocked at the net and down the D. West side. That was Emma Finkenbinder, the 5'7 junior. All of a sudden, it's a 3-point set. Edie from the back line gives it to Cole and sends the free ball over. Labber 2 to Kenobi. She stuffs it into the net. That one never had a chance. That was too out. Excuse me, that was too far out in front of her. Unable to get any elevation on it. that stops a 4-point streak for Sylvan Lucas, making it 17-13 down after West. Set number three. Set from Pankos, excuse me. That one is good, but the return from Weathersby, too close to the net. And it's down for a point for Sylvan Lucas. Serve to the far side, returned by Cole, set by Tyra Johnson, back to Cole, and that one stuffed into the net, but they're going to say it was partially touched. Sylvan Lucas now with it. Not a great setup, but touched over, but out of bounds. Kenobi had a tough time moving to her left, trying to keep that in play. Not a great setup from her teammates. As a result, Donovan West's lead back up to 4 points. 18-14. That one just clips the net. Gets to the other side. And that one's sent over by Labrador, partially off of the net. I'll just dink it over. Good chance for Labrador again. Just slapping it over. Now a violation against the, I was going to say the Mustangs, but against Sylvan Lucas. Realized that for about half of the first set, I was just saying Mustang, so I apologize for that, for any confusion it might have caused. Of course, both teams being the Mustangs. Set by Pankos. And that was sent way out of bounds from Finkenbinder. That makes it 20-14. The U.S. starting to see the finish line. Starting to get to the semifinal action tomorrow. Sylvan Lucas needs to win two more matches. They're 0-1. The U.S. just needs one, and that one's sucked in the net by Kenobi. That was just the first opportunity with the ball for Lucas on that point. Sylvan Lucas, 21-14. Up in the air by Pankos, and batted over by Emily Cheek. Set to the far side for Weathersby. Sylvan Lucas all over it, just tipping it over and out of the West. Backwards set, and Cole sends it to the back line, digged by Klein. Set to the near side, Kenobi sends it to the back line. Nice job popping up in the air by Tegan Reno. Katie Johnson with a swipe to the far side, and that one goes out of bounds for the kill. Off of Labrador. Then out of bounds for the kill. So 22-14. Five straight points for D West. Sylvan Lucas got back within three. Set by Pankos, and Kenobi sends it out of bounds from the middle to the near side. Makes it 23-14. Sylvan Lucas won the first set, and now just trying to get back into the third set. And Labrador stuffed at the net, but it goes back down to the West side. Katie Johnson couldn't get it back over to Sylvan Lucas' side, so points goes to Sylvan Lucas, number two seed in the tournament. Loss here for Sylvan Lucas eliminates them from making it to tomorrow's action. And that's a service error. Finkenbinder didn't follow through on that serve. She tried to play it a little bit short. And it's match points, 24-15. Served by Katie Johnson to the back line, returned by Klein. Here is a set backwards for Kenobi. Nice dig by Kyra Johnson. But she'll have to send it over on a free ball, but that goes out of bounds off the side of her hand. It's a 24-16 match point number two coming up. Comes the serve from Kenobi. Back line, Edie misfires on the return. That's an eight. So it's 24-17. Still some breathing room, though, for D West. Just needing that one final point. Barely over that. Edie hits it over to the other side on the return, and that is it. Not a great return, but it ends up working out. And Donovan West lives to play another day. They win it 23-25, 25-22, 25-17. They are 2-0 in pool play, and now they'll have a chance to get the number one seed as they take on St. Francis coming up next. We'll take a couple minutes of a break. We'll come back with our final matchup of the day between Donovan West and St. Francis. You're listening to Class 1A D1 State Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Attention all you deer hunters, Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oaks, Deer Mineral, and Attractive. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC. Do you use diesel around Doniphan County? Check out Corn Knife Fuels in Highland, Kansas as a new option for premium road and off-road diesel fuel. Only premium diesel is pumped at Corn Knife, open 24/7 with pay-at-the-pump options, competitive prices, and easy access, even for large trucks and farm equipment. Corn Knife Fuels is located at 1752 Coronado Road on the north edge of Highland, offering premium diesel fuels whenever you need it, 365 days a year. So pull in for premium diesel at Corn Knife Fuels.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Final score and an exciting match between Sylvan Lucas and Doniphan West. The West wins it 23-25, 25-22, 25-17. So as mentioned, the West has advanced to semifinals. They pick up their second win in pool play. As for Sylvan Lucas, they are eliminated from reaching tomorrow's action as they are now 0-2. St. Francis and Pretty Prairie, they are both 1-1 each. So coming up next will be Doniphan West taking on St. Francis. St. Francis was able to get a 3-set win against Sylvan Lucas, but fell to Pretty Prairie. Kind of been a little topsy-turvy here in this pool. But for D. West, all that matters for them is that they're going to be able to play tomorrow. It just depends on what seed they will get, whether it being the 1 or the 2. If they win, they get the 1. If they lose, they get the 2. Due to the tiebreaker. It's been a fun one so far. By the way, behind us, Spearville and Opie both eliminated from playing tomorrow, but playing for a lone win in pool play. Spearville currently up 17-10 in set number 2. They won the first set and now make it 17-11. Opie getting that last point. So looking at pool number 2, Little River and Flint Hills playing next as they will also play for the first or second seed. Both teams are 2-0 in that pool. So that's going to wrap it up. For this one, we'll go ahead and step aside for a few minutes. We'll come back in just a little bit. So we'll send it to commercial. We'll come back with St. Francis and Doniphan West in just a little bit. Thanks for listening to this match. We got still more to come here on KNZA 103.9.
Do you use diesel around Doniphan County? Check out Corn Knife Fuels in Highland, Kansas as a new option for premium, road, and off-road.